TV.com.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. Last half hour of today's show, this Tuesday, January 30th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Dave Ajima knows a thing or two about these public transportation buses. He was the chairman of the Michigan Transportation Committee in the House. The green buses costs nearly $1 million a piece with no break-even point. They usually have a load factor of about 5%. The drivers are paid too much, and the windows are tinted so you can't see how few people are actually riding the buses. They're subsidized anywhere from 84% to 99%, meaning for every dollar they get for providing the service, guess who's paying for it? We are. If it was a civilian for-profit company, it'd be running quarter of the trips are empty. Bad investments. But yet the governor is pushing for it. Now, this is why it's so critically important that the Republicans win at least one of these two seats. Because I maintain that if they keep gridlock going after these two elections, Whitmer's screwed. Her agenda, her budget that's coming up, that's got to be done, ready to go September 30th, 2024 at the stroke of midnight. If it's 50-50, 55-55, it's gridlock in the House. I'm going to predict right here, right now, they're not going to get a budget done. Two reasons. Number one, it's an election year. They're going to try to get this budget wrapped up before 4th of July summer break. Why? Because they want to go out and campaign heading into the August 6th primary and then the November 5th general election. Number two, it's an election year with regards to running for office. So you're going to knock on doors. You're going to talk to the voters face to face. You're going to say, hi, my name is Randy Bishop, I'm running as a Democrat to represent you in Lansing as a state representative. We are going to raise your taxes in order to pay for all the programs that the governor wants to implement this year in this year's budget. Vote for me so I can go and vote for the governor's budget. How do you think that's going to play out at the door? Hi, my name is Randy Bishop. I'm running as a Republican conservative. Send me to Lansing, and I will tell the governor not only no, but heck no, you're not raising our taxes, and we're not going to pay for your crazy budget. Based on the economy, based on inflation, based on the cost of gasoline, food, electricity, your electric bill, and everything else that you basically need and have to buy, which candidate do you think would have a better message at the door within 30 seconds? I just said it in 30 seconds. You've got about 15 seconds to get their attention and 30 seconds to develop interest. Which candidate do you think would be best served at the door with those messages? What does that mean? The Republicans are going to take the House back in November. What does that mean for Governor Gretchen Whitmer? The last 2 years of her governorship, she's not going to get her State of the State address wish list passed for the budget portion to fund it all. It's not going to happen, Governor. You can put all of the pipe dreams out you want. You can play all the cute 1980 songs you want. You can talk about big hair and leather jackets. It doesn't matter. It ain't going to happen. And you know what the biggest indicator was to me watching the State of the State address last week? The entire left half of the chamber where the Democrats were seated at their seats were the ones that were standing giving the ovations. They were the ones applauding. Right down the middle, looking right at Rostam at the podium where the governor was delivering the speech, she kept looking to her left, which is from the rear of the chamber to the right, which is where the Republicans were sitting. She kept smiling, that Cheshire cat smile with those evil eyes. And you know what the Republicans were doing? And I think they were told to do this. Sit on your hands. That's right. Put your left hand under your left leg, your right hand under your right leg, and under no circumstance are you allowed to stand and applaud or even pull them out and applaud. I didn't see the Republicans applauding for anything other than the very beginning of the speech when the gentleman from the Michigan State Troopers Association and the National Guard were introduced by the governor. Then the Republicans stood and gave them a standing ovation. But when it came to the governor, nope, hands were tucked under their legs. Nope, not going to applaud, not going to stand, not going to even smile back at you. Even though she tried so hard so many times. Come on, even that is something you guys could get on board with. Nope, stone-faced, kind of ticked off, not going to participate. Well, guess what? They got gridlock right now. It's 54-54. If these elections prove 55-55, this governor is absolutely screwed over on her agenda budget-wise. The fiscal year upcoming, 2025, and next year's budget, not going to happen, Governor. Not going to happen. I pray to God that they can win that Republican seat in Warren. Put the Republican in there to replace Lori Stone. Father God, please, please, please make it happen. Do I like gridlock? Yes, with this type of governor, I love gridlock. If we get a conservative Republican governor in 26th election, which we're going to start, I hate to tell you this, folks, but that election is going to start on November 6th of this year. It's going to be game on. Based on the outcome of the November election, if the Republicans take back the House, the Republican race to replace this governor is going to be game on. History, according to history, historically, we are due for a Republican governor. Jocelyn Benson, of course, is being groomed already to be the next Democrat candidate. And we got to have a strong Republican. I'd love to see a Christian veteran businessman to get up and run for governor. All three check marks. Military background and training, businessman, Christian, conservative values. We're going to undo everything Whitmer and the Democrats have done to this state. Right to work is coming back. We're getting rid of prevailing wage. We are going to absolutely eliminate the state income tax. We're going to break up this monopoly that DTE and Consumers Energy has on our electric and natural gas monopoly. We're getting rid of MDOT. We're going to take all that money and assign it to the county road commissions. We're going to fix the roads at the local level where they know where the potholes are. We are going to fully fund, absolutely fund, the entire state of Michigan for the things that are in the Constitution. And when it comes to education, there'll be competition. May the best man win. Whatever school offers the best curriculum that the parents want for their children, it'll be funded. Competition everywhere. Everywhere. Car insurance companies, you don't lower your rates, we're going to get rid of car insurance in Michigan. Unless you have a lien or a lease on your vehicle, you don't have to buy car insurance. Oh, and you know what? I'm making license plates permanent. You buy a plate, as long as you own that vehicle, that plate is good. You never have to renew your license plate. Oh, there's going to be so many cuts in Lansing. Budget could be cut probably at least by 30 to 40%. Departments completely eliminated. Completely eliminate some of these bureaucratic agencies that we do not need. Liquor Control Commission, are you kidding me? Do you realize I love Kentucky bourbon? Two fingers of bourbon before I go to bed to turn my brain off so I can get some sleep. Do you know Kentucky bourbon is the same price no matter what store you go to in the state of Michigan? It's price fixed. It's completely price fixed. There's no competition between stores to be able to sell liquor in this state and be able to compete. I don't care what store you go to, same price. That's insanity, folks. Absolute insanity. Well, Jocelyn Benson, these are the things that you're going to have to face possibly in a primary. Somebody might just come forward in primary challenging you for the Democrat nomination to be the next Democrat governor of the state of Michigan in 2026. I wonder who that might be. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I'm going to get housekeeping done with a text message from our good buddy Damon up in Sault Ste. Marie, Chippewa County. He runs a taxi cab limo service up there. If you don't know, if you ever need a ride, definitely text me ride and I'll text you Damon's number. He says, my biggest competitor is the government. Five government-subsidized entities providing the same service in Chippewa County. He said even the Dems looked incredibly bored at the state of the state. I'm predicting that Pete Buttigieg will run for governor against Benson. Oh, great. The communist socialist who now lives in Traverse City. Scott down in Livingston, everybody needs to vote for Chuck or Randy to be governor in 26. See, if I ran as a JFK businessman, less taxes, less regulation, pro-gun, pro-family, fix the dang state, and I beat Benson, and I'm their candidate for governor, well, they, of course, would vote for me because I have a D behind my name. But how many Republicans would vote for me over the Republican candidate? That's what we have to question ourselves. But somebody needs a challenger. So if it's Pete Buttigieg, I like that nickname. I'm going to use that since I can't say his last name either, Buttigieg. But I like yours better, Damon. So again, if you ever need a ride up in Chippewa County, text me ride. I'll text you Damon's number. Actually, I'll just give it out right now. Do you want your cell phone, Damon, given out or the business phone? SiouxLineLimo.com is the website. But give me a number that you want me to put out on the radio or to give to people. When they text me ride, I'll store it in my phone. Then, just in from 9 and 10 News, within the last hour, a former Northern Michigan teacher has been arrested for having sex with a student. The incident happened with the teacher and the student while at the Concord Academy there in Petoskey. Recently, this teacher, John Dirk Van Patten, 51 of Kalkaska, has been arrested for having a sexual relationship with a student. Van Patten is a former teacher at Concord Academy in Petoskey who had recently been teaching in Traverse City. Van Patten is facing multiple charges of criminal sexual conduct, and that's where the charges stem from. Sexual relation with a former student during his tenure at Concord Academy there in Petoskey. Following an extensive and thorough investigation, the Emmett County Sheriff's Office has proceeded with the arrest. Under Sheriff Matt Learstein of the Emmett County Sheriff's Office said, "We are deeply committed to ensuring justice is served for all victims of sexual misconduct. Our office dedicates its resources to thoroughly investigate all allegations of crime, especially those involving vulnerable populations. Because of the nature of the accusations and potential for additional victims, the sheriff's office is currently seeking information from anyone who may have been victimized by Van Patten. We understand that it takes courage to come forward in situations like this, and we want to assure potential victims that their privacy will be fully respected," said the undersheriff for Emmett County Sheriff's Office. So, anybody listening out there, maybe you had students that attended the Concord Academy, the charter school there in Petoskey, get a hold of the Emmett County Sheriff's Office. They're looking to see if other victims occurred by this former teacher there. Van Patten is his last name. Sick individual charged criminal charges after an investigation. Not hearsay, not allegations that were never actually criminally charged. So let's just get off that for the record, because I know I'm going to be getting text messages about Lee Chatfield's alleged affairs with a student. Well, no criminal charges have been filed, and he hasn't been arrested. This guy has been arrested. So just for the record, before you start sending me all your text messages. Again, we got 8 books left for the class this Saturday. Last opportunity today, tomorrow, possibly Thursday. You can still get in. I know you missed the deadline on Friday. I bought 10 extra sets of books and guides. They're coming actually tomorrow. So if you'd like to get one, you'd like to be part of the class, just text me class. I'll send you the information. You have until 5 o'clock on Friday to sign up. We'll get you on the sign-in sheet. But looking at the clock, that's it for today's show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. We now head back to the music. Memories caused by the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut,